right, Marty Lurie here. Spring training preview with the manager of the San Francisco Giants. And I say spring training preview, it means the sun is out and people are working and we're back to baseball.
And that's a good thing. It's always good to get back. I mean, this is, you know, the start of a long ride to hopefully get to where we want to go, Marty. And it's so great getting back just to see the guys and, you know, hearing the sound of the ball hitting the bat and the guys playing catch, guys getting on each other in the clubhouse. It's just a beautiful time, and we all look forward to it, and it's good to be out here in Arizona right now.
Yeah, and you have a ball club that's, fairly well set, which must make you feel a little more comfortable. You know, you just want to get out of here healthy and see a lot of the kids play, but your club is pretty well set, which is kind of nice.
Well, it is. I mean, we have a couple spots where it's going to be competitive, but Bobby Evans and his staff did a great job this offseason going out to add, to add some depth to this pitching rotation and the outfield. So we are fairly well set. We'll have a couple spots on the bench that we have to figure out which way we're going to go. And the bullpen, it could be a spot open there. And you want to keep it competitive. But we have some good options, choices here from six-year free agents or guys in our system. So I just think the front office did a great job of putting some nice options out here for us.
Yeah, as you go through a season, you need a lot of depth. We've seen that so many times. Well, the fans get to see and hear you talk a little bit about Jeff Samardzija and Johnny Cueto. Now, you've seen him on the mound a couple of times, throwing the live hitters a couple of times. What's your early impression in spring training here?
Well, I just love the way they go about their business. I mean, they're fun guys to be around. They're laughing. They enjoy the game. You see that, the passion they have for the game and their teammates. And that's a big part of it, Marty, that we look at. We're big on unity and the chemistry, and these guys have fit in very well. But at the same time, you can see when they have work to do how serious they are. And, Cueto, he's always working on his pitching, and he has, different looks that he gives you. And from day one, he started working on that. And the same with Jeff Samardzija. He's, he's very serious when he hits the mound, and Buster's catching both of them, to get to know them, and they're talking. So that process has started already. But these are two guys that we think a lot of, not just their talent, but, the people that they are.
Yeah, I like to watch Cueto work. This is a pitcher. Watching him work, this reminds me of Louis Tiant, where you never knew where the ball was going to come from next. All right, Bruce Bochy with us. One last thought for you before we get back, get you back out on the field. Angel Pagan and Denard Span. I know you wanted to talk to Pagan once he got here about the switch to left field. He's been on the air a lot saying the right things. What do you see physically from him, and what do you see about Span?
Well, I'll start with Angel. I just think he's had a terrific attitude. And you know what, Marty? It is never easy when you're making a change, especially when you're going in the off season and, you think you're going to be at this position or whatever. But the handle this way he has really, I think, is shows a lot about his character, and because now he's been our center fielder now for a few years, so and he's already approached Denard and wants to help him in any way he can playing left field, and he's told him that, and Angel and I have talked, and so I just love his attitude, and that's the only way that this would work is if the guys were all in on it, and they are, and Span's going to be a nice addition to this club, a good center fielder, good leadoff hitter, and gives us two center fielders out there playing right now in center and left. And, of course, we know how good Pence is defensively. So I'm really excited about our defense in the outfield this year.
All right, very good. All right. Are you going to take it slow with some of the veterans? Our first game is on Wednesday. How do you approach it with these guys?
Well, I like to keep them on their toes and just play them nine innings the first day, just to see what they say the next day and test them out. But to be serious, we'll slow play. We have a lot of time. All the regulars won't be in there the first game. We have plenty of games, plenty of time. I do think it's going to be a hot spring. Now, I could be wrong. I mean, we could You know, I mean, this could change, but I'm ready. You know, to try to slow play it early with these guys and then ramp it up here to last week.
All right, a pleasure being here with you. Now you got a lot of coaches, a lot of advisors, so you don't need me. I'll save it for the regular season.
Well, Marty, we always need you. So you know, especially here in spring training, because this is where you set the tone. So you know, we got to start working now. We can't wait until the bell rings.
All right, I'm ready, Bruce. Thanks so much as always.
Okay, thank you, Marty. Good talking to you.
All right, more coming up in KNBR 680, the sports leader.